Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we got a lot to get to. Cowboys questions that matter at the start of training camp. Remember, you'll hear from Jerry, Steve, and Shoddy and the crew 1 o'clock. It's Cowboys Welcome to Training Camp Presser. We're heading out right after the show. We'll be doing our show the rest of the week live from Oxnard. Now, does this Instagram post change your opinion about DeMarvion Overshown? So he's coming back from an ACL, MCL, PCL injury that he suffered in December. He posted, I believe it was yesterday on Instagram, "Good news from the doc!" Exclamation point. "We getting active this season." And I know everyone always gets excited. You want good news. And I have no doubt that DeMarvion Overshown has the want to get this done. But does this Instagram post change your opinion about what you will see from Overshown this year?
A little bit, yeah. If the doctor's saying that, it's not just him saying it.
For sure.
If he just got told by the doctor, "You've done everything you're supposed to do to be able to be ready for this, and it looks like you're ahead of schedule," then yeah, it makes me feel more confident. Kevin, when we've been discussing this, it's always been Overshown saying it.
Yeah.
You know, everything that we've discussed so far has been Overshown going, "Man, I'm thinking this. And you're like, "That's great that you're as optimistic as you are."
Sure.
And you also really want to be out there because you are still on a rookie contract, and there's a lot of factors that you want to tell people, "Hey, I'm coming back. Don't forget about me." But hearing the doctor say something like this makes me feel a lot more confident for sure.
Now, as we go through kind of the injury report brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction, that's Greystone-Roofing.com. Alec, does this Instagram post from DeMarvion Overshown, who again, in limited playing time, already named by his peers and scouts and coaches as the 8th best off-the-ball linebacker in the league, does that change your thoughts about what you could see from him this year?
Yeah, it does, you know, because the rehab process is going to be pretty vigorous. It's going to be, there's going to be a lot of check-ins and whatnot. And if they're telling him this far out from kind of where we were thinking he could possibly come back, if they're telling him now, you know, and if he's telling us the truth, which I don't think he has any reason not to.
Agreed.
If they're telling him right now, like, "Hey, yeah, you're going to play. Like, we think you're going to come back this season." I feel good. I really do. And I think that tells them that they're comfortable enough sending him out there. So, you know, he might have some rust from not playing for a while, but it wouldn't be one of those things where it's like, "Oh no, we brought him back way too early. He just does not look too good." So I'm confident that if he does come back, if he's saying that everything's looking good, it's going to be productive and it's going to be fun to watch because, like you said, the rest of the league thinks he's really, really good. And I usually defer to the people who work in the league when they do those things. I'm like, "Huh, I really like him. You think a lot more highly of him than I do. I should probably start thinking more highly of him."
And this is a dude that I have just thought was going to be awesome ever since he got drafted.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, injuries have derailed it. But, like, not that you don't root for all the Cowboys players, but you look at what Overshown costs versus, like, the potential.
Is that the first thing you always think of, Kevin, is how much does he cost?
Probably.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
But, and that's specifically for this team. Because I do not feel, and I feel like I've said this numerous times.
You have to get the most out of your cheapest players.
See, and I agree with that. And we're going to get around to the other side of that in just a second. I feel like I've been really consistent about this. I do not believe that the Cowboys' current management can win on an even playing field. Like, I think they have to have, whether it's cheap quarterback or, like, all of your draft picks hitting unbelievably in the first 3 years before you have to pay them. I do not believe that the Cowboys management structure can win on an even playing.
And that was one of the reasons they invested so heavily in their coaching staff a few years ago.
Yes.
Was they were like, look, we got to get the most out of our cheap players. If that's how we're going to do this, if we're going to build this by saying we're paying high-end players high-end money, then we got to get the most out of our cheapest, our younger players the most. We got to invest in coaching staff. That's why they like head coaches in those positions. They feel like they can communicate well. And now they're in a different place with this coaching staff.
So let's go to the other side of the salary cap spectrum. Jimmy Johnson said the biggest thing for the Cowboys, it's important for any team, is to stay healthy. But when you look at the construction of the Cowboys roster, again, from a monetary standpoint, they are pretty top heavy. So I'll ask my next question is this. Can the Cowboys avoid injuries to their highest paid talent?
No. The position of quarterback calls for you're getting hit the most.
Yeah.
It's just a reality. The position of wide receiver calls for you're getting hit as just as much as that guy. That's just the reality. Now, CeeDee Lamb's been relatively healthy, but he had the shoulder injury last year and battled through it all season. And the numbers show that, you know, even though he fought through it, it was down just a little bit.
Sure.
And then Micah has not proven to be 100% all the time. And he'll, now granted, that dude will fight through things. We've seen it. I want to be out there. I just want to be out on the field. But I just do feel like that's, now I can't say that they're going to be out for the season. I can't predict where that lands, but I'm more likely to say 51% they are going to be, one of those guys is going to get injured because that's just the nature of the game.
Alec? This does feel like a pretty pivotal question for the season.
It does, because your mind instantly goes to the quarterback, and it's tough to give a fair answer on that one given his history, but at the same time, the nature of the injuries being so random. And then I start thinking about, well, Deron Bland. We've had that conversation about him a few times, and you know, he's a guy that is in the future going to need a deal. You talk about Trayvon Diggs, who already has the deal, and he's not going to be ready week one. So this team the past 4 or 5 years with some of their highest paid talent, you talk about Zeke after he got his deal and that decline, the history just says no. So I have to lean in that direction. And then I'm pleasantly surprised if it doesn't happen, but I think you have to logically say quarterback is the number one concern when it comes to that. And he's shown, you know, whether it's his fault or not, which it's probably not, that that's just not going to happen. To Corey's point, he's going to get hit a lot, especially if the younger offensive linemen don't pick up in the way that we're hoping they do. He's going to get hit a lot. So it's probably going to happen.
Now, Corey, I know you have your own separate issue with one of the narratives that's developed out of this, and I want to get to that in just 1 second.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Second, but my first question, you saw the Cowboys were working out, James Houston, Jesse Luketa, and Cameron Klein. Are you intrigued to see all the players that the Cowboys are going to bring in and potentially sign during camp, or do you view the timing of it all as that's a de facto camp body?
I'm glad that they're doing it earlier than last year. Remember last year they were like, Carl Lawson's name's out there.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's wait.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you waiting so long? And then he was gassed. Like he didn't get a full camp in. And I think that's where I know the Cowboys are like, look, we don't care if Micah gets a full camp in. These other guys, though, we might want to give them some opportunities.
Right.
So yes, I do care that they're doing it earlier than midway through this freaking camp. So that's for sure.
Alec?
James Houston intrigues me. You know, that was a name that was prominent for a few years. He was really, really good. And I think it was John Owning who tweeted some good numbers about him. Double-digit pass rush win rate each year of his career. So it's a guy that even at the later stages of his career has at least been able to play the game. Is he the same guy he was 5 years ago? Absolutely not. But the other names, you know, I think de facto camp body, but James Houston is a guy that I wouldn't mind just having on the roster as a rotational guy because I think he's still talented.
And Corey, there are a variety of things I think when people tweet them out or put them in an article, you should stop following or listening to that person because they're unserious people.
Oh,
what do you think about the weird narrative that some people have said they're doing these tryouts to try to put pressure on Micah to sign, which I think is an insane thing to say.
It's laughable. That possible potential idea is very laughable, but because nobody's putting pressure on Micah, he has no pressure on him.
Yeah,
you're gonna take my job. Okay.
Cool.
What was this whole thing about anyway?
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of times people will come up with a narrative and they want to see it through.
This one I'm really fascinated by, and I'll go ahead and tip my hand. My answer is fundamentally no. Could that happen? Sure. But DallasCowboys.com's number one question: have the Cowboys done enough to become contenders? Or have the Cowboys become contenders? Like, I think that's a silly question.
Because talent-wise?
Yeah, like, what did they do to become a contender? They participated in the draft like every other team?
Yeah, talent-wise, they did not add enough. They fixed some places. They replaced some things. I can't say that Tyler Booker is going to be that much better than Zach Martin was last year. Last year, specifically. His career, we'll have to see. But hearing him say that he wants to see the life drain out of people's eyes, yes, I like it.
Hell yeah.
Coaching-wise, we don't know yet. Like, we have no clue what a Schottenheimer head coach offense and defense is going to be. So the jury's out on that. So the jury's out on this team on a lot of different things until they prove otherwise. They are at a flat place with me. A flat place. I'm not any lower. I'm not any higher. They're at a flat place of prove what you are, good or bad. That's where I stand with this team right now.
Over the course of the offseason, kind of what you were alluding to, Kevin, they just existed to me. Like, they did everything they were supposed to do because they have to.
Yeah.
To play football games. But if you want to talk about from a leadership standpoint, like, I think they have the right guy in place because he's winning all the press conferences and he's winning all of the players' hearts over. So I think they took a step in one small area to make progress in that direction. I don't think they've gotten to that spot at all. I don't think any move they made, you know, it would be different if the Chiefs made the George Pickens trade. People call that a winning move. you know.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys are not close enough to where people are hailing that as a winning move. Because if they were that close, if they were on a tear like the Chiefs have been the past 5 years, that is a winning move that gets talked about a lot more.
Yeah.
But they're not that close yet. So I think they're making progress, but they're not there. Not at all.
Now, I was going to eventually ask this question, but I was listening to Sean, RJ, Peyton, Bobby, Aiden, sometimes other people too, this morning.
Brett Boone.
And yeah, Brett Boone, Mike Florio. And Bobby didn't say it was going to happen, but he was like giving his look at his 53-man roster, and he wondered, opined, if you will, if Luke Schoonmaker could be a surprise cut. I have to admit, I would be stunned if that happened. And so that leads to my question that I had before Bobby even was just, he was giving information. I thought it was a very fascinating segment, but I was surprised to hear him say that or even ask about that. Are folks sleeping on Luke Schoonmaker?
Dude, they have 15 tight ends.
That they do. And they have a pretty decent track record of
Tyler Neville, Rivaldo Fairweather at the back end of this thing.
That's a cool name.
And then Princeton Fant, Span Ford, John Stevens Jr., Scooney's currently second on the depth chart.
Yep.
I don't know how much Schottenheimer loves him. You know, maybe that was a McCarthy guy all along. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure where Ferguson sits with this team. I think the organization looks at Ferguson and goes, when he's there, like completely, he's really good. Like he's a physical, you know, but for Schoonmaker, what name has he really made for himself? I see what you're saying, because you have expectations for him. What name has he made, though? And granted, a lot of these guys on this team haven't made a name for themselves.
No, you're right. It's just, for me, I would be stunned, especially knowing the way the Cowboys do business, that they would release their second round pick from 2 years ago. And I think that's the main thing. But then again, I also thought Jake Ferguson last year was going to be outstanding and like make this draft pick look foolish, and that most certainly did not happen.
The you don't want them though to make the mistake of giving a Jalen Smith contract to him.
Agreed.
Like he's not in that place.
By the way, and I don't want them to make the mistake of playing him because he was a second round pick. Like that part I think is foolish, because it's your resource has already been used. If you've watched him, whether it's in the games, in the preseason, in the practices, in the offseason, you're like, whoops, this kid ain't got it. Like, don't push him out on the field. I don't think any of us want to see
that. But I see where you're saying, like, are they sleeping on him? The production has been good, but nothing that makes me go, oh, I'm just waiting for him to jump off the page. That's what I'm waiting for, is for him to jump off the screen, off the field, for me to go, dude, they have to have that guy.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it hasn't been there. There's
lots of other guys. There's a lot of other tight ends that are going to get opportunities until he proves otherwise.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.